Welcome to the latest episode of Schnepps Connects. I'm happy to be joined by Rebecca O'Connell from Citizens Bank. Rebecca is the head of middle market corporate banking and the New York City region president. With deep roots in the financial services sector and a commitment to helping businesses thrive, Rebecca brings a unique perspective on banking, community impact, and economic opportunity in one of the most competitive regions in the country. We'll explore Citizens' expansion into the New York metro area, their strategic partnerships, and the innovative ways they're supporting small business and communities across the city. So welcome, Rebecca. I appreciate you being on the podcast.
Thank you, Joshua. Happy to be here.
So I would love to just start off with you just sharing a little bit about your role and really, you know, what makes you so passionate about what you do?
Absolutely. Thanks for giving me the opportunity, as I mentioned, to be here. So as regional president for the New York City and surrounding region here at Citizens Bank, honestly, I have the unique opportunity to lead our commercial and middle market banking strategy while also representing Citizens across the community, which is something that I'm quite passionate about. I get to work closely with our incredible team, with our local businesses, as well as our community organizations, all of which is focused on helping to unlock their full potential. And with that, I help position our bank as well to be able to drive and deliver one Citizens across the community as well as to our customer base. So what do I mean by that? That's really delivering the whole bank to the communities as well as to our client base. And so what excites me the most about that is the chance to build something meaningful across the New York City metro region, building meaningful partnerships that drive both economic growth and social impact in such a dynamic and diverse market.
That's terrific. What would you consider, what do Citizens consider middle market? Because I know it might vary by bank.
It does vary by bank. And I really hate to put like a true definition around it as we think about commercial banking and middle market banking as it goes across the full landscape. Banks do define, you know, middle market versus mid-corp or large corporate. We define it as corporate banking, but our middle market space by definition covers companies 25 million in annual revenue up to 500 million in revenue. But we really try to just place the client where it's best served across the organization. So we can also handle companies up into the billions, as well as our large corporate teams. We'll also cover some middle market sized companies as well. So it's really all about putting the client at the center.
That's terrific. So I know Citizens entered the New York City metro market just a few years ago. I'd love you to share what that expansion has looked like.
Sure. So our entry into the New York City metro market in 2022 was absolutely a pivotal moment for Citizens. It's what our CEO liked to call the 1-2 punch effect. We looked at where we were highly concentrated from a market perspective, and that happened to be up in the Northeast New England area. We're headquartered in Rhode Island. We have nice, you know, market share concentration through the Mid-Atlantic as well. And so we saw the opportunity in the New York City metro region as kind of like the donut hole where we saw an opportunity to expand. We did this through the acquisition with that 1-2 punch of acquiring HSBC's East Coast branches, in addition to acquiring Investors Bank, which is a New Jersey headquartered community bank. We've rapidly grown our presence with over 175 branches across the tri-state area through those acquisitions, as well as through just organic growth as well over the course of time. Fortunate that we've seen very strong momentum, top quartile household and deposit growth, which shows how well our approach is actually resonating. Since then, and even since I've been on board over here at Citizens Bank, we've invested in building out our private bank, as well as our wealth management platform, all with localized coverage teams as well. So heavy focus on continuing to invest and really be that front and center as we continue to work with our communities and our clients across the New York City metro region.
You know, one of the things I'm sure you benefit from is speaking to a lot of businesses. And I'm curious to hear what you are seeing and your team is hearing in terms of challenges and opportunities that businesses here in New York are presented with.
It's a great question, and obviously a timely question, as you can imagine, with all of the current geopolitical, whether you want to call them challenges or opportunities that are being talked about across the markets. So middle market businesses in New York, honestly, are incredibly resilient. We fought through COVID, we fought through, you know, other financial crises, et cetera. But they're facing challenges tied to the interest rate volatility, inflation, labor shortages, and then the most current, you know, how are we navigating the supply chain, the tariff situation, et cetera. We really view this as there's also opportunity. So while companies are resilient and stepping back and just kind of refocusing and understanding the impact of some of this, they're also taking advantage of some opportunities. So we've seen our middle market relationships double from the end of 2021 through 2024. That's driven by a team of experienced bankers on the ground, helping these clients navigate everything from cash flow management to M&A to capital raising, and really just being there as a trusted advisor to help them, you know, through some of these turbulent times. It's honestly moments like these that having a trusted advisor and being able to rely on your bank as a true partner, that is absolutely critical. And our clients value how closely we work with them to maintain that financial flexibility and respond with confidence to what's ahead.
No, that's great that you offer that. And I think you probably see a big difference between, you know, small business and entrepreneurs just getting started versus some of the middle market businesses. Are there certain things in particular that you do for those entrepreneur, small, new businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a core focus on that. And I'll touch on that in just a minute to answer your question directly. But I would like to start with, you know, small businesses are the lifeblood of our local communities. And I've been talking a lot about community impact because that's at the heart of what we do. They're often the first to introduce new products and services to the market. They help foster, you know, job creation and growth of local industries and keep money and resources in the neighborhoods where they're located. We believe small businesses have the power to uplift the communities, and we're extremely passionate about supporting these entrepreneurs. Not only through our lending and advisory services, but also by being a part of the ecosystem that is helping them succeed. You know, from supporting economic growth and revitalization of neighborhoods, subsidizing vendor fees at our Queens Night Market, and co-hosting small business seminars with the New York City Department Small Business Services, we're helping entrepreneurs grow and stay resilient. And another way that we're staying in front of small businesses as well is through our Citizens Private Bank, where they partner closely with both internally at an enterprise level across our commercial bank, investment bank, and wealth management services to support the next generation of creators, innovators, and entrepreneurs. And we've also just recently launched our private bank, Citizens for Startups, is what it's called. And that's to help empower the founder community, particularly during early stages when the support is most critical.
That's great. You know, I'd love you to talk a little bit about the recent initiative with Riseboro's Youth Center in Bushwick and your work in Brownsville supporting clean energy workforce development. But what impact do you hope these projects will have?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the impact is really making sure that we're providing the right skill sets to help the youth succeed and really drive some continued economic stability in these areas. These two initiatives I'm particularly proud of because they reflect our deep commitment to building stronger, more inclusive communities and expanding access to that economic opportunity that I just touched upon. For example, in Bushwick, we provided $500,000 in funding to Riseboro to expand digital access and resources. That includes $400,000 to upgrade internet infrastructure across six newly renovated affordable housing buildings and $100,000 to install high-speed Wi-Fi and equip the teen center with new laptops. The digital investments sits alongside $20 million in construction financing we provided for the housing itself. And typically you would see banks stop at the financing, but we actually asked the questions, what else will make this project transformational? And that's where we identified technology access as a game changer for the families and the young people across the community. And then to move over to Brownsville, I mean, we're helping to unlock a whole new frontier of opportunity through a $600,000 two-year grant that supports groundbreaking workforce development program focused on clean energy in partnership with LISC New York and Central Brooklyn Economic Development Corporation. The program trains local youth targeted 15 to 24 years of age for careers in the offshore wind industry. The goal of the program is to ensure Brownsville youth are skilled and positioned to access the high growth middle class careers in the emerging sustainable sector right in their backyard.
That's great. I'm really happy to hear that you're supporting giving access to internet and career training, because those are critical for everybody. I guess that is a little bit of community investment. And I'd love to hear what community investment means to you and how you think the bank can play a role in making all cities more equitable and sustainable.
Yeah, to me, honestly, community investment means just being present, listening to the local needs and channeling the resources in the way that it creates long-term value. Banks like Citizens have both the capital and the relationships to be powerful change makers, and we have the ability to be influential to help drive that change as well. So whether it's funding the affordable housing, supporting the workforce development, or continuing to invest in cultural institutions, we are 100% committed to driving local economic impact within the communities that we serve.
You know, you personally have had an impressive career in finance and leadership, and I think it's important to share some of that in terms of advice. And I'd love for you to just share what advice you would give to young professionals, particularly women, looking to make their mark in the industry.
Well, thank you. I appreciate, you know, that recognition in the comments for sure. I always encourage young professionals, especially women, to lead with curiosity, confidence, and authenticity. Mm. My words of advice are surround yourself with mentors. It doesn't have to be a formal mentor where you say, will you mentor me? I actually advise, you know, individuals to look for people where they can complement themselves, where they might have a development opportunity, and spend time with an individual that might be strong in an area where you have a developmental opportunity, or spend time with somebody that you actually look up to because you see that they interact with key stakeholders or for some other reason there. So surround yourself with those mentors, build out your network, advocate for your own growth. I have to highlight that. It's not often that somebody's going to 100% advocate on your behalf just because you're a strong performer. You need to stay in front of it, own your profession, and advocate for your own growth. And don't be afraid to step into the unknown. And that goes back to the curiosity, confidence, and authenticity. I'll end that this kind of with, you know, the financial industry is evolving and there's space for diverse perspectives. I am so passionate and excited about being a part of that as well. So embrace opportunities that challenge you. Remember that leadership is as much about listening and collaboration as it is about decision-making.
I love that. You know, I think it's great advice. I'm a big believer in mentors, and they played a critical role in my career and my life. And, you know, I don't think I'd be where I am today without mentors. So great advice. So what would you say is next for Citizens, particularly here in New York City? Are there any upcoming initiatives or partnerships that you're excited about?
Absolutely. So there is a lot to be excited about, and we're continuing to grow and deepen our roots here. We're opening our first private bank and wealth management flagship office in Manhattan later this year, continuing to expand our commercial and small business presence and deepening partnerships across the five boroughs. From the upcoming Citizens Queens 10K on June 14th, and the summer Shakespeare in the Park, to launching more financial education programs through Citizens Money Essentials. We're doubling down on our commitment in New York, both through continued investment in expanding localized teams, as well as investment across the communities. There's real momentum here. It's really excited. And I remain very eager about what's ahead as we continue to help New Yorkers reach their potential.
Well, listen, I have to say that I'm so happy to hear and appreciative that Citizens is really getting very involved in the community and helping support, you know, businesses of all sizes. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're excited to be here. And as I mentioned, the momentum is strong and the connectivity, you know, continues to grow and deepen.
Well, thank you so much for your time and sharing all that Citizens Bank is doing across New York. So thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Make sure to subscribe to the Schneps Connects podcast so you can learn about all our new and episodes that come out. You can stream us on all major podcast platforms or visit our website at podcast.schnepsmedia.com.